Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Vav in Maseches Ksubis, an important daf for Hilchos Shabbos. We are going to continue discussing the halacha of Bia on Shabbos, Bia Rishona on Shabbos, and the issue of Chabura. And we have a Tosos that is very important in Hilchos Shabbos that comes out of the Gemara of Psik Reisha V'lo Yamos. One of the most important sets of Makoros are here in Ksubis on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. And that will take us through to Amud Beis. On Amud Beis, we're going to get involved in the sugya of Osik B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah, because we're going to discuss a Chasan and his Ptur of Kriyashma. And then we're going to go back to the sugya of Davar Sheni Miskavin. So let's Be'ezer Hashem begin on the top of Vav Amud Aleph. Bebei Rav Amri Shari Ushmo Lama Aser. Some have the tradition that Rav said it was permissible to have Bia on Shabbos and Shmuel prohibited. Bin Arda Yamri, Rav Aser Shmuel Shari. While in Arda they said that Rav was the one who prohibited and Shmuel said it was permissible. This is an important machlokis, which one held which way, because we follow Rav generally in Isurim. So if the tradition is that Rav prohibited, so then conventionally the halacha would be that it's Asur. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak v'simanecha. And the way to remember which one said what, Elu, that the people in the yeshiva of Rav, who followed their Rebbe, Mikilin La'atzman, because they held that Rav was Matir, Ve'elu, and in Arda, which is the place of Shmuel, Mikilin La'atzman. They were the ones who held, if you're trying to remember which place, held that Rav said it was permissible, Shmuel says permissible, in the place where they were the Rav, that's where they said it's permissible. Every community, practically, at least of those two communities, followed the lenient opinion. Asks the Gemara, V'Rav Shari, does Rav hold it's permissible? Very important kashav. Amar Rav Simba Chizki Mishmei de Rav. Hai Mesuchra Dinezaisa. Mesuchraya Dinezaisa is a stopper in a beer keg. Nezaisa is the brewage, is the keg. And Mesucharya, or Mesuchraya, is a cloth that is put inside to the way we would have a tap on the bottom. Think of an urn. Instead of, they didn't have that contraption on the bottom to let out the water, and what they would do is stop it with a cloth. So says Rav, also la'adoka b'yamatova, that it's prohibited to close it. In other words, to use it, to squeeze it inside of the barrel, Rashi explains, because of Schita on Yom Tov. Ahu, and on this, Afilu Rabbi Shimon Moda. Even Rabbi Shimon, who's of the opinion, Masechet Shabbos, that Dover Shein Miskavin is Mutter. Dover Shein Miskavin means that if you do an action and your intention is not to result, to have a result of that malacha, then it's permissible. The example is, Gorer Adam Kisei V'Safsal, a person is allowed to drag on the ground, according to Rabbi Shimon, a bench, if it's not sure, if it's not inevitable that the chair is going to make a hole in the ground. So Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that it's generally permissible to move this chair on the ground, despite the fact that it might make a hole. And the reason for that is because he holds Davar Sheni Miskavin in his mother. However, continues the Gemara, if one is taking out the cloth out of the barrel, so then in such a case, even Rabbi Shimon will hold its aser because of schita. Why? Because Bahu afilu Rabbi Shimon mod da baye v'rova darmi tarvayu mod Rabbi Shimon psik reisha v'lo yomus. Rabbi Shimon is mod. The example in Maseches Shabbos, you have on the side of your Gemara quite a few places, Ayin Hei, Kuf Gimel, etc., etc. Rabbi Shimon is moda that if, when it comes to shechita, you can't say that my intention was to take the head off of the animal, because in those days they didn't only shecht animals to eat, where you wanted the animal dead. You can't eat the animal if it's not dead. But also they would use the head of an animal for a ball. My son is very, very excited about his soccer balls. He just bought with his own money another soccer ball. Once upon a time, the way in which a father got a soccer ball for his kid was he would cut off the head of the chicken and sew the bottom. So in such a case, the father cannot shechted chicken, saying, no, my interest is just to get a bull. Here it's psik reisha. You're going to cut off the head velo yamus, and the animal is not going to die. And that is an isur doraisa of shochet, which is one of the 39 melachos. So the Gemara says, how could it possibly be? It would be permissible to do bia, but what about the problem of that it's a psik reisha? The Gemara asks another kasha. Also, there are many who paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Davar sheni miskavin, like the case of dragging the bench, isn't permissible, and there it's not even a psik reisha. Rav Chanan bar Ami Amar Shmuel halach k'Rabbi Shimon. Rav Chiya bar Ami masna lo below Gavri. Rav Amar halach k'Rabbi Yehuda. Ushmuel Amar halach k'Rabbi Shimon. And again, we learned that Rav said the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, while Shmuel held the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Rav Chiya bar Ami masna below Gavri means he said it over straight, not in the name of any other people. That Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel Amar holds like Rabbi Shimon. Says the Gemara, La'olam Rav k'Rabbi Yehuda sfir leih. Really, you're right. Rav followed the opinion like of Rabbi Yehuda, even though the halacha we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. If Rav paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, so then how could it be that they condoned bia on the night of Shabbos? Sfir leih lahach lishna da'amar dam mifkid pocket. He followed the opinion that, combining from yesterday's daf, we had a question of whether dam if mizmikfkat pocket or chibure michbar. How do you look at dam besulim? Do you look at dam besulim as if it is like all other blood and all other capillaries, and therefore it would be part of the Yisr Chabura? Or do you look at it as if it's sitting in a case by itself? It probably means la halacha. Do we view the besulim as serving a different role, and therefore the blood as being considered encased? So here, Rav holds, we say dam mifkat pocket, and mekalkel hu etz la pesach. And in regards to the question of the fact that you're making a pesach in the isha, because now there's a pesach for bia, that is considered mekalkel. It's not considered an act that is constructive, and Rashi adds, Rabbi Yehuda is moda by mekalkel. Lahach lishna, continues the Gemara, 7 lines from the bottom, da amar dam chibura michbar, the opinion that says that it is a chabura, mekalkel b'chaburahu, it's considered mekalkel b'chabura, and this opinion seems to be assuming that since you are doing a kilkul in the chabura, you're not doing something that is productive. So Rashi says, the Ramasim l'kalkul b'chabura, Rav Savar l'k'Rabbi Yehuda, af m'kalkul l'chabura l'kula, d'ka pater bar Rabbi Yehuda. That on there, Rabbi Yehuda paters. Says the Gemara, 6 lines from the bottom, Masar of Chizda. Chizda asks the following kasha, Tinokit shlo yiyaz mana liros. If you have young girls that have not yet reached the time for their period, Venices, and they got married, Beishami Yom Nosan La'arba Leilos. Beishami says you give them 4 days. In other words, any bia that is seen, we know the concept of Dam Besulim, of course. So how do we know whether the Dam is Dam Besulim or Dam Nida? So today it happens to be that we're Machmir for Dam Besulim as well. Beishami and Beisola had a machlokis in a case of a tinoke shelo giyazmana, so you don't anticipate her period. So now, if she sees blood after she just got married, then presumably that's dam besulim. How much time do you assume that it's dam besulim? So I should add, la halacha, la maisa, sometimes it takes a while for the dam besulim to disappear. However, in the time of the Gemara, Beis Shammai said 4 days. Beis Shammai om nosen la arba leilos, u Beis Hillel omr, Beis Hillel says, ad shetichi amake, any time that there is blood after they got married, you could ascribe that to the dam besulim. Halacha l'maisa has changed a lot since the time of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and these are some sensitive halachos that should be discussed with a rav. Higiyaz mana liros, Vinny says. What happens if she's already reached the time where she can get her period? Beis Shammai omnos la leila rishon. Beis Shammai says then all you give her is the first night. After the first night, if she sees blood, you have to assume that's dam nida. Beis Hillel omrim ad matzai Shabbos arba leilos. Then Beis Hillel says she gets 4 nights until Matzai Shabbos. Now, the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis deduces, my lav, di lo boil, matzi boil afil b'Shabbos. The Gemara said that she gets 4 nights until Matzah Shabbos. Now, if the halacha would be that on Friday night it would be prohibited for her to have Tashmish, then why would you say until Matzah Shabbos? Anyhow, they can't have Tashmish on Friday. It says the Gemara 2 lines on top of Merava Loy Levarmi Shabbos. You got to say that Beis Hillel, of course, would say, I never meant to include Shabbos. Not only did it say about Tzai Shabbos, it said 4 nights. And if you calculate when it comes to 4 nights, what will come out is, if they get married on Wednesdays, Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday night, Shabbos, it has to include Friday night. Elo Amar Rava, Rava answered, Kishibol. The case that we're talking about is that there already was a Bia Gemura before Shabbos. So, you're right. It's aser to have Bia Rishona on Friday night, according to this opinion. However, they already had Bia, so then there's no problem. Then there would be no problem. Ask the Gemara, Yikishabal. If we're talking about they already had Bia, my Kamashwan. So what is the Chidush? Of course it's going to be permissible. Says the Gemara, Kamashwan, the Shur in the middle of Bishabbos, Kiddush Shmuel. Chidush is that it's permissible to have Bia, despite the concerns of Shmuel. Da'amar Shmuel, as Shmuel taught, there might be a concern, Pirtza Dechuka, that if there is a little bit of Besulim that are left, that you need to break in a little. Mutli Kanis Be B'Shavas, Vavav B'Shemash Yer Tzroros, even if he's going to end up moving a little bit of the Bia, of the Besulim, excuse me, nevertheless, Halacha is, that's permissible. So what comes out is that most opinions seem to say that Bia on Lel Shabbos is permissible. Says Rav Yosef, Mas Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef asked the following kasha, Chosin potter mikriyashma, Laila, Rishon amatzoi Shabbos, lo asa maisa. A chosin is exempt from kriyashma if he has not had Bias mitzvah. My lav, detorit, must be that he's concerned to boil the mival. Why would he be potter for kriyashma on Friday night? Must be because he's still focusing on Bia Rishona. Just want to add that every once in a while, Chasana and Kala are very exhausted after the Chasana, and sometimes the Bia Rishona does not take place on the first night. And I've also mentioned Halacha L'maaseh is much more complicated because about the Dam Besulim, because sometimes, as Shmuel himself just mentioned, not all the Dam Besulim are entirely removed. My lav detarid deboi lemiva, amalei abai lo, detarid delobol. He's concerned that he didn't have Bia, even though he can't have Bia, according to the opinions of Rasa. That's how we'll explain the halacha that the chasan is potter, because he's tarid that he didn't have Bia. Amar le Rava, umishum tir de potter. Anytime a person is tarid, he's going to be potter. Elamiata, tavas svinasa bayam hachanami de potter. If someone had his investments sink in the ocean, is he going to be potter from Kriyashma? Vechite machinam, and if you're going to think that that is so, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Amar Rav, Avel Chai B'chol Mitzvos Hamuras B'Torah Chutz Mitfel Shnemar Ben Pe'er. Avel is Chai V'Mitzvos, and there's no greater Torud than someone losing a close relative. The only mitzvah that he does have, which he's potter on the first day of Avelus for, and even Halacha L'Maisa there, we have a Halacha from the Daily Daf from years ago, that the halachos and the caveats of this is tefillin. But otherwise, an avel, after the individual has been buried, we had on daf dalet on the base, a machlokus of when avelus starts on the bottom of the amud, but whenever avelus starts, either when buried or taken out of the house, we pass when they're buried, mikud dina, even that is not poshut la halacha. So, the halacha is that an avel is chayiv in all mitzvahs, even though there's no tier greater than this. Elo Amar Rava, but rather says, how do you explain the tirda of a chasan on the Friday night if he's not concerned about bia? Tanoihi, detana chadim lo asa maisa rishon potter, af bisheni potter af bishlishi, if he didn't do the maisa the first night after they got married, so then in such a case, potter from Kriyashma. If he didn't do the second night, he's potter on the second night. In the third night, he's also going to be potter. And we learned in a brisa, it's true, the first 2 nights he's going to be potter. Rishon, Visheni, potter, Vishlishi, Chayiv. Why? On the third night he's going to be Chayiv, because it's Shabbos, and it's Aser to have Bia. So it's a machlokus of whether a chasan's potter Kriyashma on Lel Shabbos if he didn't have Bia, and the opinion that holds it's Aser to have Bia on Shabbos will hold that he's Chayiv in Kriyashma. Vabai Hasam Nami Betirda Pligi. And Abaye will have to give another explanation of that Gemara, that the machlokis is not a machlokis of whether you could be bol be'ila on Shabbos, but rather a halacha in tirda. Rashi explains, let's take a look at Rashi v'Abaye about 12 lines before the wide. The Tanoim are arguing about someone who's Tarud, whether he's Pater from Kriya Shema. Not because it's permissible to have Bia, Ela Kasava, rather he holds Hamitzdar Tsar Shel Mitzvah. If a person has pain of Mitzvah, Pater mi Kriya Shema. He's exempt from Kriya Shema. Velo Dami La Avel. It's not comparable to an Avel. The Tarud Tir de Rishus. She'ein tsaro mitzvah. His tsar is not a tsar of mitzvah. That's an interesting statement by Rashi. Afal pi shavelusa mitzvah. Even though the avelus is a mitzvah. Uman de mechayiv, and the one who says chayiv, sover tir de lo potter. So there's a man who says that if you're tarit from a mitzvah, then you're going to be potter. Even though you're not potter from Kriya Shema, when your ship with inventory sinks, it shouldn't happen to anybody. But if there's a tirdah parnasa, so then in such a case, the individual is still chay. But if he's tar the mitzvah, then he's going to be potter from Kriya Shema. And that is the machlokis between those two opinions of whether there would be, the chasam would be chayv on Kriya Shema on Lel Shabbos, even though it might be asur for him to have bia, dependent on the opinions of whether you're allowed to do bia on Lel Shabbos. V'hani tanoi, kahani tanoi. And these machlokis tanoi of the cholik of whether chas is potter Kriya Shema is dependent on another machlokis tanoi, according to Rava, who's cholik on Abaye, who says that the issue over here is bia rishona on Shabbos. This sign we learn in Abaye, konis abesula lo yivol b'tchila b'Shabbos, achon matirin. Some say they can't have bia, the Tanakhama says you can't, and the Chacham say, you can't. Man Chacham, who's a Chacham, Amar Rabbi Rabbi Shimini. Oh, we come back to Rabbi Shimini. That's actually the opinion we follow halacha. The Amar Davar Shem Iskavi Mutter, that says if you don't intend to do the Malacha, and it's not definite that's going to happen. We learned on Amud Aleph, Modu Rabbi Shimon b'psik reishe, that he's Modu with a psik reishe. But if it's not a psik reishe, so then in such a case, Davar Shem Iskavin is Mutter. So Gemara asks an obvious question. The Gemara says, but wait a second. What about the fact that it might be, that it's inevitable that there is going to be dam that's going to come out? So you have two potential problems. Number one is the chabura. Number two, the asiyas ha-pesach. So answers the Gemara, we're not talking about the bavloim that don't know how to have bia without being motzi b'tam. Motzi dam. However, we're talking about instances where there are people that are able to do bia without dam coming out. Now, Rashi learns, based on the Gemara we're going to get to in a moment on the second wide line, that since there are many people who are able to do bia without being motzi dam, it seems from Rashi, even if he falls into the category of those who cannot do it, for some reason the rule of psik reishe does not apply. Let's take a look at that development of in the Gemara. In Kain Tarud Lama, so the Gemara asks, why is the guy Tarud to be potter from Kriya Shema? Says the Gemara, the she'eino baki. We're talking about someone who's not a baki. It says the Gemara, Yomri baki mutter, she'eino baki asur. Then why don't we learn that for a baki it's mutter and ain't a baki is asur? Rov bikinhein, the majority are baki in being able to do bia, in a way that won't definitely cause a chabura. It's on this line that Rashi says this fascinating comment that says, therefore it's mutter for a person who knows that it would also be motzi dam. Bezer Hashem, the Shita Mikubetz, as well as the Sefer that I was zocha to just print on Meseches Ksubis, we discussed the pshat in Rashi and the Machlokis Rishonim of how to read the Gemara, where Tosis, the Barbasal Rov Bekin, does not learn like Rashi. He's bothered by the obvious question. Okay, for Rov, it's Mutter. But what about the guy who can't? So then it's going to be Osir. So Tosis says, if he has a suffix where he falls, so then in such a case, as Tosis on the first couple of lines, then it's going to be permissible for him. Amar Le Rav Bar Rav Chanan Labai, El Me'ata Shushvinun Lama, Mapa Lama. We learned that there are supposed to be Shushvinin that are to help out to see that there was Dam Besulim. And there was a sheet that was used to verify that there were Dam Besulim. But if the guy is a Baki Bahataya, if he's able to have Bia in a way that won't be Motzi Dam, so then in such a case, then there's no way of proving that there was dam besulim or not, because he's baki bataya. Amalei hasam shema yira v'yavid. We're concerned that he won't do hataya, and there will be blood, and God forbid the husband will be a dishonest person and say that she did not have blood. So this Be'ezer Hashem is going to be where we're going to stop today's daf. There is so much to discuss in the halacha from the daily daf. We have this massive Tosas, Dibar Maskel Haim Suchrayah Din Zaisa, where Tosas has a big machlokas Rishon of Psik Reisha Delo Nichalei. Our Gemara only discussed Psik Reisha, did not discuss Psik Reisha Delo Nichalei. And in Beretz Hashem, I have to go daven and learn with the Talmid and Baruch Hashem Tzarchei Amcha Merubim Heim. I haven't been able to spend as much time recording as I've been able to in the past. Baruch Hashem, we're still marching together in the daf. Things are very hectic in yeshiva. It's a great thing. I still very much miss doing with you the halachos that come out of our daf. I'm hoping Be'ezer Hashem to find a few minutes for it today. But either way, we should be zelcha to continue to march together, to be amel b'torah, and to enjoy the beautiful, beautiful sugyas in Seder Nashim. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Davov in Maseches Ksubis.